why the bee, Jerry? Why would you, who doesn't have to make a movie about bees, make a movie about bees? And, you know, I just couldn't stand The Swarm being the only movie about bees. I felt that bees, I have honestly always been interested in bees. I watched these insect documentaries on Discovery Channel and the Nature Channel, and I always loved the bee ones because the bee society is like a perfected society. Human society, as we know, is quite flawed and quite troubled in many different regards. The bees have they have worked it out so perfectly. They've been around much longer than we have, almost 300 million years, and they have a perfect society. And one of the reasons it's so perfect is they don't think they should be doing a better job than the one they have. Every person here tonight thinks, I should really be doing something better than what I'm doing today. As I do, I think, I could be doing more than this. But that's the problem with human beings. We have this inflated sense of our own self-importance. Bees do not. You give a bee a job, he does it, and he does it till he's dead. And he doesn't go walking around, I can't believe I got to do this again today. Bees don't think like that, and I admire that. Whatever your job is as a bee, there are bees, for example, that just work in the door of the hive checking IDs. It's not a joke, they do. Bees don't have crime. Bees don't have drugs. Bees don't have police. Bees don't have rape. They have a little rape, but nothing bad. This is the way the queen does it, and they all accept it. I've always been fascinated by them. And one night, here's the truth of the story. One night I was working in Nashville. I was doing a show that I was performing. And it was in between shows, and I was eating a red Twizzler. And I bit into the Twizzler, and I was there with a couple of friends of mine. I said, you know what would be funny? I wish I had a Twizzler right now because it's funnier with the food in your mouth. I said, you know what would be funny? It'd be a movie about bees called Bee Movie. And that was the end of it. That was the end of the thought. I didn't think, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to work on it, or I'm going to think about it. That was it. And then I went on, and I finished the Twizzler, and I did the other show I had to do, and I went home. And then I called Steven Spielberg I wanted him to do this thing. I wanted him to direct this commercial I was making. And so I called him because I thought, well, I have a show. You know, people know who I am. Maybe I could just call Steven Spielberg. You didn't think that. I mean, can I? Could I do that? Can I just call him and say, hey, Steven, would you like to make this commercial with me? It's only a couple of days. Maybe he would say yes. And so I called him, and he said no. But we were in the same town. We live in the same town out of Long Island. He said, well, where are you? I said, I'm down the street from you. He says, well, why don't we have dinner? Which, of course, I said yes. Now, for a Jewish boy growing up on Long Island, to have dinner with Steven Spielberg, this is like being bar mitzvah twice. I was so excited about the dinner that the day of it, we were having dinner. He said, let's have dinner at 6 p.m., which is, of course, ridiculous, but he said that, and I said, great, that sounds fantastic. I'll be starving at 6 p.m. No, we're not going to have dinner at 6 p.m. But it's Steven Spielberg, so I'm having dinner at 6 p.m. I got up that morning, and I just sat in a chair like this, in a chair in my house, and I just waited there like this until 6. And my wife would come by, and she would say, want anything to eat? You thirsty? No, I'm fine. I'm waiting to have dinner with Steven Spielberg. And so we went to the dinner, and my wife and I, and him and his wife, and it was very nice, and we're having a nice time. But, you know, I'm nervous. Even though I am Jerry Seinfeld, I'm nervous. Because he's Steven Spielberg. And so we're sitting there at the dinner, and there's a lull in the conversation. And, you know, you don't want that. So I said, from the night before, I said, You know, I was thinking last night it would be funny to do a movie about bees called Bee Movie. I said it's just to fill the lull. I don't want to make the movie. I just want to get through the dinner and say, I had dinner with Steven Spielberg. That was my goal. And he gets excited. And that's how this happened. He gets excited. He calls Jeffrey from the table on the cell phone. He says, Jeffrey, we have a fantastic idea. Jerry has a great idea for a movie. And I'm going, it's not an idea. I was having a Twizzler. It was a pun. And Jeffrey gets excited. And the next thing I know, I'm out at DreamWorks in Glendale, and Jeffrey is showing me the technology of these movies and how they're made, and I start getting interested in how they do this. And, you know, after doing the TV series, I was really kind of, I didn't want to work with actors like the way I had. I was kind of tired of that. And I thought, well, this would be a different way to be funny. And so that's really the truth of how this whole thing, and now it's been 4 years that I'm making this thing now because of a lull in the conversation.
And you don't eat Twizzlers anymore.
I don't eat Twizzlers anymore. And when next time there's a lull, I'm just gonna be quiet. But the truth is, I have totally fallen in love with this medium and with DreamWorks. And Jeffrey, too, I have fallen in love with. Because he took me in there and he says, we want you to come here and we want you to make your movie with our studio. And that's a pretty phenomenal offer. And so they did it. And I kept waiting for him to say, remember what I said? I lied. But he didn't. He taught me how to make an animated movie. He supported every instinct I had, even when they were wrong. And he let me go down this incredible path to making this movie. And I have spent the past 2.5 years, really, living at this studio. And while I was there, I thought I wanted to make a little... we didn't know what to call them. We wanted to make little mini-sodes about the experience of making an animated movie. I thought it would be fun to make little...
Like document the process and from your right. Point of view, how unique this process.
Yes, I wanted to show this experience. I want to show the inside, the making of what it's like, but in my own way. And so we shot these things, and they're very short, and we didn't know what to call them. I started thinking, well, they're mini-sodes or they're TV juniors or tiny-tainment. I don't know what they are, but these are my little. Video
vignettes
of what it's like to live and work at DreamWorks. There's two of them here that we're going to show you. One of them is about how hard the people work at DreamWorks, and the other shows you the writer's room, which is really the key room in any creative venture. I used writers that I had some of the same people that I had used to make the TV show, and you're going to see me working with them and what that room is like, and then you're going to see a little bit of the inside of DreamWorks and what that looks like. And these are our little mini-sodes, and can we talk about where these are going to be?
Yeah,
because we've already announced it.
Yes, we have.
NBC is going to run these in their primetime schedule because they're looking for stuff.
What a surprise.
Yeah, and these are very funny, and we had fun making them, and so they were, so it's good.
Let's show two of them?
Here's a couple of them.